Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 200 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 16th is write down one of your fears. What action can you take to eliminate this fear? Example, call or email a mentor whom you have never met and ask them for advice. P.S. It doesn't matter if they respond or not. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. The main idea of today's challenge is that fear causes inaction. And as most of our regular listeners know, each pair of our fundamentals of success has a mindset fundamental and an action fundamental. Pursuing our dreams is an action fundamental. So if pursuing our dreams is in stark opposition to inaction, then it is in direct contrast to fear as well. So the obvious step is to get rid of our fears, correct? But today, I would like to talk about the correct formula we must have to eliminate fear, and it is contradictory to what many people think. Most people think we need to eliminate fear before we take action. But the correct formula is actually for each of us to take action in spite of our fears in order to eliminate them. Now, some of you might be questioning this because when we look at each of our pairs of fundamentals of success, we look at the mindset fundamental first, and we say that our actions flow as a result of our mindset. And this is true. But what I'm telling you is that our mindset should be that we can act in spite of fear, rather than the mindset that we need to eliminate fear before we can act. Once we've adopted that mindset, then we can act in spite of our fears. And there's one thing that we need to address, and that is timing. In his book, You Don't Need a Title to Be a Leader, author Mark Sanborn explains the difference between drifting and waiting. He explains, quote, "Drifting and waiting are very different things. Waiting is an intentional choice. It requires patience and deliberation. Drifting takes away your power of choice. When you wait, you believe that something will happen, although you may not know when. Drifting results from lack of direction," end quote. Waiting has a plan, but action today may not be part of that plan. Drifting has no plan, so action, even if we wait for the right time, is better than the inaction of drifting. But what about taking the right action, but at the wrong time? The right action, even at the wrong time, can still produce fruitful results. While inaction will not produce any results, and the wrong action will produce negative results, if the action is right, even if it's at the wrong time, it can still benefit us. The example we use in today's challenge is calling or emailing a mentor and asking them for advice. This is the right action, but depending on what's going on in that mentor's life, the timing may not be right. But that action can eliminate our fear and prove that we can act in spite of that fear. And as we mentioned on the podcast a few days ago, this fundamental of success is called pursue your dreams. It's not called you must achieve your dreams or you're a failure. So how about you? What is one of your fears? What action can you take to eliminate that fear? The right action at the right time will obviously yield us the best results. But taking the right action, even at the wrong time, can still produce positive results and move us in the right direction. So, as we write our own story, let's not drift without a plan for action. And let's remember the formula we need to eliminate fear, which is for us to act in spite of our fear in order to eliminate it. We shouldn't wait for our fear to be gone to take action, because that may never happen. And we should avoid drifting without a plan for action, because we'll miss out on opportunities to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.